Welcome back to the WEOL Morning Show. Matt Douglas with you alongside Craig Adams. And we're joined in studio by David Pope, the orchestra director over at Elyria High School, and Kaylee Bonzio, the choral director at Elyria High School. And you guys are here because the big holiday spectacular is coming back to the Performing Arts Center at Elyria High School. It'll be on Friday, December 14th, and Saturday, December the 15th at 7 o'clock. And David, we'll start with you. What is the big holiday spectacular, and what should folks who are coming out to this thing expect?
Oh, this is a big collaborative concert between the entire music department at Elyria High School. In this concert, there's over 350 students, all from the Elyria High School band, from the high school orchestra, from the high school choir, and this year new is the high school ukulele club. And so what happens is it's a good, cool concert where we're playing a lot of popular music or a lot of holiday tunes, things people have heard, and it bounces all around the Performing Arts Center. So something might happen on the stage all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden after that, somebody's performing out in the hall. And then as soon as they're done, something else appears during the hall, and they play, and it keeps bouncing around. So it's kind of a great concert, one to celebrate the holidays, and also a great concert for people that maybe have a short attention span and need more shiny objects to watch and things like that, because it just kind of bounces around. It never stops over the course of the entire evening.
I think that might be everybody in this day and age with the cell phones and everything going around, but I like that it's almost kind of like you're in surround sound. Everything's kind of coming at you at every different direction. Is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, because sometimes the performers will be in front of you on the stage, sometimes they'll be on your left, sometimes they'll be literally right in front of you. Sometimes they'll be so close you could reach out and touch them. Sometimes you have the choir's doing some great things, and I'll let Bonzio talk about that, where they're going to literally surround the audience and the complete 360 surround sound.
Well, we'll go right there. Kaylee, what should we expect from the choir here as the holiday spectacular gets underway on Friday and Saturday?
Sure. We definitely are trying to do some more modern things this year as well. We have Christmas Baby Please Come Home, where we're incorporating some of the jazz band elements as well with student and staff playing. We have some really cool soloists who are featured. The Madrigals are also doing a pentatonics arrangement of Silent Night, which is just absolutely gorgeous, and that's one of those that really surrounds the audience, which is cool. We also have a fun interpretation of Jingle Bells, which I kind of generally find that song kind of boring, but this version is a lot cooler.
Sure.
So yeah, it should be great.
Not every Christmas carol is for everybody, I assume.
Definitely.
Sometimes you need a little spice. You mentioned the pentatonics version. Of course, mm-hmm. They're famous for being the a cappella group. How hard is it for students to kind of pick up on that? I realize that when you're studying choir, it's something you work very hard on.
Definitely.
But I was in choir myself in high school, and I always remember thinking a cappella, you didn't have the music to kind of hide in. If you didn't quite get the notes, you were out there for everybody.
No, definitely. That's definitely the case. They've worked really hard on this piece, and this is definitely something that we've worked not only on notes and rhythms, but on the interpretation of it. And this piece, just the way that they're standing, I don't want to give too much away, but the way they're standing makes it really, really difficult. They can't all see each other, so they have to read each other's body language as well as knowing their music, like completely memorized. So it's really challenging musically, but also the way we're setting it up in the concert really pushes them, which is great.
That was very cool. I love everything I'm hearing so far. I love the idea of kind of everybody being around in every different direction. So different from the things I used to do in high school, where we just walk on the stage, we'd perform, and then walk off, next group would come on. So a lot of fun. Speaking with David Pope, the orchestra director at Elyria High School, and Kaylee Bonzio, the choral director over at Elyria High School, about the big holiday spectacular coming up on Friday, December 14th, and Saturday, December 15th. And David, I wanted to kind of address the ukuleles. Not something you really think of as the Christmas instrument, although there's the Hawaiian holiday song, I believe, out there. How do folks get into the ukulele? Is that kind of an up-and-coming instrument? I see a few more people playing that these days.
It seems to be kind of a popular instrument. This is the third school system I've taught in, and it kind of creeps its way in at every one. And the cool thing with the ukuleles is, at the high school, we have a ukulele club that meets after school, so anybody in the school can be in a part of this. They don't have to be in another music ensemble or anything else. And so they learn the ukulele. It's led by Ann Runyon, who's one of the, I think, government teachers of the school. And so she leads this, and they're playing a couple songs there. The traditional Auld Lang Syne that you'd hear at New Year's Eve. I think they're doing, maybe Green Sleeves. But yeah, it's a great kind of way to break it up, and it's a good way to get students involved in the program that might not normally be involved. And so, again, it just gives those students a chance to be involved and be part of a really cool concert.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we've also been really fortunate. A lot of these students are using school instruments. We've received grants 2 years in a row to have the school purchase ukuleles for the students, which is cool as well.
That's awesome. Do you get a lot of interest in the ukulele? Do you have a lot of kids coming out for the club? I'm just curious on that.
I think, I mean, I know they meet in Kaylee's room after school, but I know looking in there, and every time I'll kind of walk through and doing things, there'll be anywhere between 10 and 20 kids in there.
Sure.
It varies, depends on what the week is and day. But yeah, the kids love it. I mean, it's fun watching them walk around the school with their little ukuleles. Looks like baby guitars as they walk around. And some of them have lots of pride in it. They'll see how many, just like everything else we do in life, they'll see how many accessories they can buy for it with straps or anything else and get the coolest looking ukulele as they can. But it's a really cool thing.
It's sort of, I feel like, the cell phone of the instrument world. You can take it with you. Do you get a lot of feedback from other teachers? Like, hey, stop giving them those darn ukuleles.
Yeah, and they do walk around in the hallway and you can hear them down too.
I know Kaylee works has a period where she's in the cafeteria. And, I mean, even if it's not ukulele, she always has to talk to kids about not getting their instrument out during lunch. Small things like that, that you're just like, hey,
good problem.
You need to actually stop working hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, as the orchestra director and the choral director, I'm sure that's something you truly appreciate. Obviously, a holiday, it'll be the Christmas carols, as you mentioned, kind of with a new tone to them. In some instances, as you mentioned, Jingle Bells. How long does it take the kids to kind of prepare for a show like this? When did you guys start working on the music?
Our fall concert was October 24th, I believe, and the 2 days later we started working on all of this, and they know it's coming. So this is our second year doing it, but they know it's coming. They know what this needs to look like, the standard they're being held to. So it's been nonstop since then. And our final piece that we've done for 2 years in a row is called A Christmas Festival, and it's a big medley, but it uses all the choral students, select orchestra, and select band students, and it's a medley of all your favorite Christmas songs, but they know that's coming too, and that collaboration is something we don't get to do often, so that holds them to a higher standard as well.
Well, that's really cool. So you get kind of the whole impact from everybody there at the end of the show.
And some other cool things along with that is that you're talking about the preparing it. I know for the orchestra students, we started right after Thanksgiving because our last concert was right before Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And so planning ahead and knowing what's coming, and like the Christmas festival piece, the fact that they get to play in a full orchestra and the winds and brass players get the experience of going, I'm one per part, which that takes a personality and nerves that's like, as a string player, I couldn't do that, where it's one per part and knowing that everything you do is really, really important. But other collaborations, they're actually orchestra and choirs combining to do a piece from Home Alone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that brings back my
Everybody
childhood.
Loves that,
yeah. And so we've been talking to the students. I've been telling them how I got to see Home Alone when I was a kid, when my mom took me on Christmas. And we're also doing things like Trans-Siberian Orchestra pieces.
Oh, wow.
We're doing Hallelujah from by Leonard Cohen, which I asked the kids, they all know it from Shrek. And so that hurts a little bit. But great pieces that people are doing. There's a student singing playing piano and singing Imagine. And so by John Lennon. And it's just a great mix of anything that kind of fits in the holiday spirit or that kind of style of music to get kids involved in. Maybe it's not just pure classical music that the kids might normally play, but some kids are more motivated by more of the popsy stuff. Or I love the fact that they're going old school with John Lennon or those types of things. Or I think your Mariah Carey piece and those types of things.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah, we actually just did the Saturday Sports wrap-up. Of course, I think it was the 30th anniversary or somewhere in that range of John Lennon's death. So that was our musical theme on the show. We played the John Lennon stuff.
Oh, cool.
It is amazing how timeless his stuff really is. And I love that the kids in this day and age are still getting into that, too. So this sounds like a blast. What's the age range of the kids? Is it high school, freshman through senior? Is that the plan?
Yeah, it's freshman through seniors. And as I said, it's over 350 students. They've been working really hard. We had a rehearsal yesterday. We have another one on Thursday this week, a big, long rehearsal where we're feeding them all dinner and everything else. it's 9 through 12 and kids all throughout the school. And we're really looking forward. And I know the middle schoolers, now they're come watch it. They're excited about eventually joining this and being part of this when they get to high school.
Well, very cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. Again, that takes place on Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Elyria High School. Folks who'd like to attend, where do they get tickets? Do they pick them up at the door that night?
You can get them at the door that night. The ticket booth will open at the box office open at 6 p.m. that night. You can also pre-buy them if you're interested from the Elyria High School main office. They're for sale during the school day there. The tickets are $5 a person. Children age 3 and under are free. They can request a free ticket, but they still need a ticket for them to make sure we have enough seats. The box office on Friday and Saturday night will open at 6 o'clock. Concert starts at 7.
Well, it sounds like a great time. I'm excited for the kids. I'm excited for you guys. It sounds like this is really gonna be a great show. Again, the Holiday Spectacular coming up Friday and Saturday at the Performing Arts Center, Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th. That's this Friday and Saturday, correct? Wow. Christmas is almost here. Hard to believe. Dr. Pope, Kaylee Bonzio, thanks so much for joining us here today, telling us a little bit about the Holiday Spectacular. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, have a good one. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more on the WEOL Morning Show after this, AM 930 WEOL.